Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
And I'll let them know by holding on to it. I'll go out the other side so they won't see me. I'll call so-and-so and tell him, you know what that sucker did to me? He didn't even say hey to me. He looked at me and turned the other way. Anger. God says his anger endureth but a moment. Let it go. We have to learn to forgive. That's some of the toughest places to be, is forgiving. But when you forgive, you are actually doing what God told you to do. Remember, for God so loved the world that he gave. What are you giving when you forgive? You're giving love. It is so easy to retaliate. If somebody hit me and hit them back, that's easy. Anybody can do that. But it takes the power of God and humbleness to let it go and forgive. You would feel so much better. If I could tell you what unforgiveness has done for families, even in my family, I've seen it. For ones call themselves Christians, but won't forgive. I tell you, it just hurts my heart when I see Christians not forgiving. Now, they're going to fight. They're going to fuss. We know that. We're part of the family. That's going to happen. But as God is saying here, for his anger and do it for the moment, we need to learn from that as well. Whenever we're angry, get over it. Because the Bible said the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. So we have to learn to let it go. Whenever we let it go, we can move forward. But then I'm going to go ahead and continue here. It says, in his favor is life. You have eternal life. That's the favor of God. When we learn to forgive, and when God's anger is not poured out on us, we have life. And then he gives us this great mantra here tonight, where he says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So whatever you're going through, hang in there. It's only for a moment. He says, weeping may endure. So that means it's going to happen. I like what he said. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. The good news is you're walking through. You know, many times we want God to direct us from the trouble. But many a times, he wants to show himself mighty in the midst of it. Isn't that good? You remember the three Hebrew boys that were thrown in the furnace, right? Where was Jesus? Right there with them. So whatever you're going through, he is going to be right there with you. Now I'd like to read this scripture here, Revelations chapter 22, verse 16. Why does joy come in the morning? Well, here's the answer. Here's why joy comes in the morning. Revelations 22, 16. I love this one. It says, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. He says, I am the root.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.